Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, guys. Welcome to another episode of Tuesday Morning Coffee. This week is a little bit unorthodoxed, a little bit different. I don't have a guest. It's probably not going to be an hour-long conversation. To give you a real snapshot into where I'm at right now, I'm currently at my hotel in London. I've been in London for like 2 weeks. I'm very tired of London. London's a great city, but it's, let's just say I haven't seen the sun in 2 weeks, and it's kind of starting to make a major impact on my life, so I'm excited to be heading home to New York tomorrow. But as soon as I land in New York, I go into a really insane week of travel, and I just didn't see a way in which I was going to be able to find a guest and find sort of do research and things like that for this week's episode of the podcast. And so I figured I would throw my headphones on and press record on the iPhone and just kind of talk to myself for a little bit, and maybe there would be some things that came out of that. And I kind of liked this idea of maybe treating this podcast a little bit more like a diary sometimes, and I can just sort of talk and give you guys a little bit more of an insight into where my head's at on different things. And so this is going to be kind of that first episode. And there's a few things I want to talk about and chat about and some things that are on my mind. I am going to be, while I'm recording this and talking to myself, I am going to be packing and editing a couple photos that I have to get up for a takeover I'm doing for Adobe's Instagram channel. So if there's some clicks and stuff like that in the background, I apologize. But I just wanted to talk about life and how things are going. So it's 2020, which is crazy, and it's already February. It's like the end of February, which is really insane. There's this incredible video, if you guys follow me, I imagine you probably follow Casey Neistat as well, and he did a really incredible video a few months ago on like why time seems to move faster as you get older, and it's something that's been on my mind a lot lately. It's just like, I feel like the weeks and the days and months and everything's flying by at such a rapid rate. It's kind of scary, but I guess it for me is, it pushes me to really want to take advantage of every day and do as much as I can to make stuff happen while I can. So last night, I went and had dinner with a YouTuber based here in London. He works in like the fashion industry. We have a very similar kind of style of work, and so he reached out and asked me if I wanted to grab dinner, and I was really excited to. So we went and we chatted for a while, but I had this really strange experience when I was in my Uber on the way to the restaurant we were meeting at. I became like very overwhelmed with this sense of gratitude, and I pulled out my phone and I posted a photo and, you know, sort of acknowledged that, which was strange because it sounds weird to say I haven't felt a sense of gratitude lately, but I've been sort of obsessed with a number of things I felt like I needed in my life to be happy. There are things that have been on my mind a lot lately of whether or not it's like certain relationships I feel like I should have, or if I'm reaching financial goals or opportunities that aren't lining up. And there's so many projects in the works right now that I feel this insane sense of pressure that like certain things have to happen in order for those projects to go through, for them to have the outcomes I want. And I don't know what happened, but I'm in the car last night and I was sort of looking out the window and like the city's just kind of passing me by and listening to music, and I sort of just had this thought that came to my head of like, you know what, everything's okay. All of these projects don't have to be perfect. I don't have to prove anything to anyone at this stage in my life. I can just continue to make things that I care about, and I can make them at the pace I want to make them, and everything's gonna sort of be okay. It was sort of strange to go through this feeling of, I just became very happy, and like all of this stress that had been kind of mounting in my life over the last few weeks seemed to slowly sort of dissipate. And I was curious as to why this was, and I don't even know why. I'm still kind of analyzing in my brain what caused that trigger to happen. But in the sense of how I think it can provide some sort of, you know, sense of value, is that I think often we become so obsessed with the next thing, what's going to get us to that next level that we think we should be at, and we forget to really sit in the opportunities we have now and the place in the world we are now. And look, I totally understand that there's probably tons of people who listen to this and say that I'm coming from a place that like is not relatable at all and I have more opportunities or whatever it may be, but it's really interesting. If you take a step back, there's a good chance you're actually doing totally fine, even if it feels like you might be failing one day. Being able to have sort of this, Gary would always call it like the micro macro type of things, right? Like being on the day-to-day level of trying to make things happen faster and doing stuff and maybe things aren't going well, like that's sort of the micro aspect, but being able to really take a step back and analyze how good things are in most situations is really, really important. And I understand everyone's going through different things at different times in your life. And so whether or not this is a good season or a bad season of your life, I think it's really important to recognize that everything can be changed and adjusted with your actions and the way you're perceiving the world. And it's sometimes extremely difficult to do that. But, you know, if there's anyone who I can be kind of like on the pedestal and say like, no, like this is actually doable, you can really take a step back and understand like things are good. Life's good. Even if you're going through a hard season, it's, you know, nothing I think lasts forever. And it's easy to kind of get to the other side of things often where, you know, you don't have to stress out so much about those kind of like micro details. And so if anyone's ever like having a hard time or dealing with weird stuff, look, I'm busy and my DMs sometimes get a little crazy, but I'm always down to chat with people. So, you know, if you ever need to like jump on the phone for 5 minutes and talk, like email me, DM me, and we'll see what we can make happen, because I understand what it's like to sort of be in a position where sometimes it feels like you have no control over what's going on and sort of life might be happening to you instead of you taking action throughout that. And so that's just something that's been on my mind a lot the last couple days, and kind of waking up this morning and really kind of thinking about that feeling that came over me last night just put me in a much better mood. And it's sort of what inspired me to pick up the phone today and just start kind of recording and seeing what happened. And so that's kind of the first little nugget of this diary entry, is just remembering that nothing lasts forever and seasons come and they go, and sometimes it's good and sometimes it's bad, but ultimately if you stay the course and, you know, continue pursuing the things that you want to be doing, you'll get there. And I would say it hasn't been until recent, you know, I've obviously coming from the Gary camp, and everyone is preaching patience these days. And I don't think I fully understood the patience thing until recently. And frankly, I'm still pretty young, so I might not even have a good grip on it as it stands. But basically this summer will mark 10 years of me being a photographer. It'll mark 10 years since I got my first camera and started like really doing this like photo video thing pretty seriously. And I'm tired. I'm like exhausted. You know, I wouldn't say I'm burnt out right now, but I can definitely feel that like every day kind of getting up is starting to become, I never want to be negative, but some days like I'm just not feeling it, you know, I'm becoming very tired. And this has been the first time where I think I've realized like, oh, like this is the patience thing. This is where it actually really starts to matter, is whenever every day isn't a blast anymore. Like sometimes things get really, really hard, and it's hard to continue sort of beating the wall of success and what you're trying to accomplish and things like that. And so let me digress all of this sort of into one sort of nugget of something, is that at its core, starting something, you know, whatever it is you do, whether it's video or photo or a designer, or maybe you listen to this podcast and you do nothing in creativity, that's awesome too. You know, you have to find something that you're okay with dealing with for a very long time, because, you know, as much as things are going well and I'm having, you know, some good opportunities come around, I'm still substantially far off where I would like my life and my career to be in the next handful of years. And I know that it's going to require those days of still getting up and continuing to hammer out ideas and videos and make projects, all in the effort to sort of reach that next level and that next sort of pinnacle of where I want to be for myself and my career. Something else that was on my mind over the last couple days is what I want to call the content diet. And I guess I've found it interesting of how much your life is fully dictated around the things you're consuming. So in the same way that if you're eating healthy and drinking water and things like that, like your body is going to feel better, the same thing happens with the type of content you're allowing to enter your life. And it's something that I want to become substantially more strict on. And so I literally think I'm going to have to get like a tattoo on my hand that reminds me when I'm sitting at the computer. But I often feel like I fall into these rabbit holes and these sort of content trails that don't really matter, and they don't provide a lot of value to my life. And at this point, I'm trying to really assess the things that make me happy and the things that don't provide value and encourage that like joy in my life. And I've sort of come down to a point of even the type of music I'm listening to, like every day, like the first song that I put on in the day, I find it can have a dramatic impact and it can spark the direction my thoughts go. And so, you know, putting on a happy piece of music and something that's more of like a pump you up kind of vibe versus there's kind of the constant joke that I, and if you follow any of my Spotify playlists, you know, I tend to listen to a lot of like kind of, I don't want to say depressing, but like the category of like sad boy rap. And I noticed that if that's the first thing I listen to in the morning, it can sometimes spark more of like negative thoughts and negative aspects that are entering my life. And I don't want to allow that to happen. I want to focus everything that I can at the moment on a more positive direction. And I think that everyone should do a pretty intense audit on the type of content they're consuming and how that content is actually affecting your everyday life. So from the videos you're watching, the movies, the TV, the books you're reading, the podcasts you're listening to, really analyze what is providing value, what's making you a happier person and enjoying your life more versus something that is maybe pushing you in a little bit more of a negative direction. And don't get me wrong, I'm a big fan of the sad boy rap stuff. Like I'm still gonna be listening to like weird breakup love songs all the time because that's just like the energy I guess I like when I'm editing. It's kind of relaxing in the background, but I am going to adjust, you know, the type of content and the times of the day that I'm allowing it to enter my life. So in the same way that, you know, you have a diet, you have a workout routine, I think you should have a content routine. And that's something I'm implementing into my life, something I would love for you guys to experiment with. If it works for you, great. If not, no stress. Not everything is for everyone. But I think you guys might notice a sort of big impact on the things that could make you happier. And so that's kind of my second nugget of this little diary episode. Last thing, and then I will let you guys jump on to the rest of your Tuesday and the rest of your morning, is this idea of value. And so yesterday I was at VidCon in London and I went and I saw a talk by Daryl Eves. Daryl is a sort of YouTube growth strategist, builds tons of YouTube channels, really understands YouTube's algorithm. I've seen him speak a few times. I saw him speak at VidCon LA. He is an owner of Vid Summit, which is a really incredible video conference that happens in LA over the summer. I would highly recommend you guys check that out. And then also he was here at VidCon London and he did a talk on what it essentially means to create value and content. And it was something that, you know, obviously I think we all kind of know these things, but it's always nice to rehear. And so I wanted to use this platform to chat a little bit about that and the idea of what it actually means to create value. And so everyone is talking about creating value in content these days, right? Like, you know, everyone's preaching it. That this is the way to grow is to provide value in what you're doing. And it's something I've been thinking a lot. I was actually speaking with a friend yesterday and was talking about how I want to go through a pretty major brand renovation or kind of like reinventing myself and my personal brand and the direction I'm going because I don't think I'm providing enough value in the things I'm doing. You know, outside of like, I think this podcast is a great example of sort of providing like educational value and inspiration value, but a lot of other sort of pockets that I'm working in, I don't think I do a great job of that. And Daryl, you know, this one particular line is sort of when you're defining your audience, it's like, what is valuable content? And so number one is, what does your brand stand for? And in this example, we were talking about YouTube. So what does the channel stand for? And then that's one bucket. And then the next is, what does my audience actually care about? And so these are two really important questions to ask yourself, because as Daryl sort of emphasized in this talk, a lot of times you might think you have a good idea of what your audience is and who your audience is, but it might not actually be that way. And so that's something that you've got to think about. And so I think that a lot of the people who have tended to follow me and follow along my story are creatives or people early on in their sort of content journey. And, you know, the best thing I can do is talk about what actually it takes to, I think, develop a good brand and a good strategy. And then the sort of third bucket in those first two things. So what does your brand stand for? What is your audience interested in? And then the third thing that you can kind of pop into this equation is the idea of pop culture. And I think people like David Dobrik and, you know, Casey Neistat do probably the best job of this, of taking pop culture elements and then wrapping those very, very deep into what their audience actually cares about. And then the thing they both do is check off multiple boxes in the idea of what value itself means. And this was really important for me to hear, and it's only three words, but value is providing inspiration, education, or entertainment. Those are really the three categories of value. What does it mean to create value? You're inspiring people, you're educating them, or you're entertaining them. And so every piece of content you're putting out should answer one of those three things. Is it inspiration? Is it education? Is it entertainment? And these three words, I think, will have a pretty massive, dramatic impact on the way I'm approaching like Instagram and things like that. And that, you know, I love sharing my photography and the videos I'm doing, but also I don't know if it's the most educational. I don't know if it's the most entertaining or inspiring. It's definitely, even if it has traces of that, it could go substantially further. And that's something that I want to pour an enormous amount of energy and effort into over the next few months, and then kind of take a step back and figure out what's working and what's not working. And I would highly encourage you guys to do the same thing. It was also kind of an interesting idea. Peter McKinnon, who put out a video a few months ago at the sort of beginning of, or the end of 2019, I should say, was talking about sort of the future of his channel and his videos, and that he is sort of just gonna like kind of do whatever he wants. And that's great. But after having a conversation with my other buddy, Roberto Blake, you know, you gain that freedom and the ability to do anything once you've established some sort of audience and the value you're providing. And so even though a lot of people want to jump straight into the deep end and make vlogs and a podcast and things like that, it's really important to start out a little bit more niched, figure out the thing you're really good at and can provide value at, and then you can slowly expand from there. And then at some point, your audience is going to become more interested in you as a human than what they are specifically the things you're talking about. And that's where the flip, I believe, happens, and you become more of a personality and a brand. And if that's the thing you're aspiring to do, then perfect. You're setting yourself up for success in that realm. And so that's something that I'm keeping in mind. It was a really good takeaway from Daryl's talk, and something that I think everyone should really kind of reevaluate and overall in their life. And so as I'm wrapping things up, because I am tired of talking for 20 minutes straight, the three sort of buckets and the things that we covered here are recognizing gratitude whenever you can, and understanding that even if things aren't going amazing at this exact moment, you're only one or two steps away from the path you think you should be on. My buddy Chase Jarvis, one of my favorite quotes he ever said is that the life you're living and the life you think you should be living are probably substantially closer than what you think they are. And whenever you recognize that and believe it and understand it, it makes it a lot easier to make those small steps every single day to pursue something that you want to do, and ultimately, you know, have a life that you're happier with and more satisfied with living. Next up, talking about your content consumption, putting yourself on a bit of a content diet and making sure that everything that is entering your life is providing you some sort of value and some sort of positive energy every day, making sure that in the mornings you're starting out with things that are setting the rest of your day up for success and what you want and what you want to achieve. And then finally, recognizing what value means to the content you're putting out and ultimately the brand you're trying to build. Making sure that you're inspiring, you're educating, and you're entertaining the audience, and being grateful of the audience you have. Don't forget, if you're early in your content sort of stage, it might feel like you're talking to a wall and no one's really responding, but recognizing that you're just building out your library, you're finding your style, and it only takes one piece of content to change everything. And that can be such a great way to look at life and to stay motivated with the things you're doing. Guys, I hope you have an amazing week. I hope you have an amazing Tuesday. Let me know what you guys think about this sort of diary format of me just chatting with you. Maybe you like this more than the interviews. Maybe this will just be the new thing. Regardless, always feel free to shoot me an email, shoot me a DM on Instagram. If you're listening to this podcast, we'd love if you shared that on Instagram stories. We can build the family out a little bit more here. And I will see you guys next week. Take it easy.